Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a news.com newsflash.
Legendary conservationist Jane Goodall has revealed details about the horrific sexism she faced throughout the years. The beloved icon, 91, appeared in the latest episode of Call Her Daddy with host Alex Cooper and made the shocking statement about the troubles she faced during her long and historic career, news.com can reveal. During the interview, Goodall recalled how it was her childhood dream to study animals in the wild and admitted she didn't receive much support from those surrounding her. Goodall recalled people telling her that's ridiculous or you don't have money, and you're just a girl when she discussed her dreams. After achieving much success, Goodall appeared on the magazine cover of National Geographic. The 91-year-old icon recalled how she was then objectified by others in the scientific community who said that her looks and not her research helped her get attention. Well, some of the jealous male scientists would say, well, you know, she's just got this notoriety, and she's getting money from Geographic, and they want her on the cover, and they wouldn't put her on the cover if she didn't have nice legs, Goodall said. So, if somebody said that today, they'd be sued. Back then, all I wanted was to get back to the chimps. So, if my legs were getting me the money, thank you legs. And if you look at those covers, they were jolly nice legs. Despite having to face being objectified early in her career, Goodall acknowledged how workplaces and situations have drastically changed over the years since then, and even thanked her legs for giving her a boost in her field. She explained, "I did it by accepting that, in a way, they were right. So, thank you for giving me this advantage. It was good to give me that money. I know that for me it was a long time ago. It was a different era. It wouldn't work today." While many people weren't supportive of Goodall, one person always encouraged her to pursue her dreams, and that person was her mother. Goodall said, she said, "If you really want to do something like this, you're going to have to work really hard. Take advantage of every opportunity. And if you don't give up, hopefully you find a way." That message Goodall's mom taught her is one she takes around the world, particularly in disadvantaged communities. The icon continued, "And I wish mom was alive, and maybe she's listening." The number of people who said, "Jane, I want to thank you. You've taught me because you did it. I can do it too."
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Unfiltered.
Unfiltered.
News.com.
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 News.